Dreamscape presents Deadly Little Scandals by Jennifer Lynn Barnes. Narrated by Catherine Littrell. Labor Day, 3:17 a.m.
Sawyer, are you there?
I'm here.
I can't feel my feet, or my hands, or my elbows, or my face, or...
Sadie Grace, just give me a second.
Okay. Was that a second?
If I'm gonna get us out of here, I need to think.
I'm sorry, I want to stop talking, but I dance when I'm nervous, and right now I can't dance because I can't feel my feet, or my hands, or my elbows, or...
Everything is gonna be fine.
When I'm nervous and I can't dance, I babble, and... Sawyer, being buried alive makes me very nervous.
14 weeks and 3 days earlier. Chapter 1.
Has anyone seen William Faulkner's life vest?
There was a point in my life when the question Aunt Olivia had just called down the stairs would have struck me as odd. Now it didn't even merit the slightest raise of my eyebrow. Of course the family's mammoth Bernese mountain dog was named William Faulkner, and of course she had her very own life vest. Hell, it was probably monogrammed. The mamas of the debutante set were very big on monogramming. Really, the only surprising thing about Aunt Olivia's question was the fact that my aunt, who was type A in the extreme, did not already know where William Faulkner's life vest was.
Remind me again why we're hiding in the pantry? I asked Lily, who dragged me in here 5 minutes ago and hadn't spoken louder than a